The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We do a daily update on the pandemic, and let's talk about the jab, getting the jab. We're not doing so bad.
So we're in the top three performing states and territories. The Federal Health Department has released a comparison of the availability of vaccines versus how many doses have been administered. Our usage rate is 80%. That's in third spot. Tasmania is doing the best, 90% usage rate, followed by the ACT on 82%. There's a lot of talk around today about, especially after the boss of Virgin made some comments about we need to open up our borders and start up international travel, and a few people die, that's fine.
A few people might die, as long as we sell some plane tickets.
Yeah, that's it. And I saw Darren Hinch on Sunrise, reminded about the case with Whitnoom, where it was like, oh, only 25 people died, that's the price of progress. But what the discussion today is about is, should there be this incentive whereby if you've had both doses and you're covered, then you can travel, then you're immune from restrictions, then you're immune from border lockdowns, in order to try to drive more people to get vaccinated and get the second dose, be fully vaccinated. So I suppose the point the head of Virgin is saying, it's just unfortunate the way that it's come out, is obviously a certain number of people die of the flu every year. We don't shut down because of that. And eventually COVID will get to that situation where there'll be so many people vaccinated and you will have this situation where, you know, not everybody's going to end up in ICU or in hospital or something serious. And then we have to look at, well, how do we balance this situation? Now, unfortunately for the Virgin CEO, it came across a little callous and cruel.
Certainly when it was taken out of context as a quote, it did not look amazing.
But I mean, people die of smoking. Do we stop people buying cigarettes? No. Yeah. People die of cancers from alcohol. Do we stop them buying alcohol? No. You know, so there's a certain element that we're prepared to
shoulder
the burden. Yeah, exactly.
We accept that some things there is a risk. And I think we're going to have to get to a point where we accept there is a risk. Otherwise, we can never reopen Australia because COVID is not going to... We've eliminated it here in Australia. Nowhere else in the world has.
Outside the fence, they haven't. And see, this is the thing. You can only remain a fortress for so long. The reason we were a fortress was because we didn't want our hospital systems overwhelmed and have situations like we've seen in Italy or India. That was the main reason to have the fortress. Now, I suppose this is the thing. You keep the fortress up, you try and get as many people vaccinated as possible, you determine whether you have herd immunity or not, and then you go from there. You look at the UK, 70% have had a dose of the vaccine.
Yeah, amazing.
70%.
And in America, it's creeping up. It's slowed down a little bit, but they're incentivizing people. I saw a great video the other day of the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio. He's announcing this deal with Shake Shack, which is like one of the the cult burger joints in America, saying that if you go in with your vaccination card, you get a free Shake Shack meal, a burger and a chips and a drink.
Yeah.
And so he did this press conference with the Shake Shack burger, and he goes, so I want everybody, when they're thinking about get the vaccination, to think about eating a Shake Shack burger. And he's actually started eating it, going, I'm thinking about a vaccination right now. It was the weirdest press conference I've ever seen. But you know what? I dug it. I liked it.
It got your attention here. I mean, it's no different than, I suppose, giving blood and getting sausage rolls or getting some, you know, choc milk.
Yeah.
That sort of incentive.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Probably works well for Shake Shack. They're probably getting a lot of publicity.
They're doing very well out of it.
Yeah.
Maddie, thanks for being back in the studio. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The West Live.
Will do. Have a great one, Ben.